they would use their superpower to fight crime. No one. Those who said that they had the superpower of invisibility, one woman said she would use it to steal sweaters. Yeah. Another person said they would use it to sneak into bank vaults and steal money. Another person said they would use it to get to the front of the line whenever they could. The superpower of flight. You know what the main reason was? People wanted the superpower of flight so they wouldn't have to ride a subway or a bus anymore. They could get where they were going without the interference of other people as fast as they wanted to get there. But not one person said, I would use my superpower to fight crime and to help other people. In fact, one caller said, why would I want to use my superpower, he uses an example, to put out fires? I might get burned. But isn't that the whole nature of the superpower, that you can put out the fire? But no, heaven forbid, he might get burned. So he's not going to use his superpower to actually put out fires. You see where this is going? We are innately selfish. And the sad truth is, we a lot of times make our plans based on who we want to be, who we think we could be, and not who we are. There's lots of examples of this all the time. We see it all the time in the church. You know, if I had more time, I would serve in the church. No, you wouldn't. If you're not serving now, you're not going to serve with more time. If I had more money, I would be more generous. No, you wouldn't. Because that's a character trait. Your problem is not more money. Your problem is your character. See? We are innately selfish. That's why the plans we make reveal who we really are. And noble people make noble plans. That is, godly people being shaped by the Spirit of God and Jesus Christ make godly plans. This year, let me challenge you to aspire to let God shape your character and from that shape your plans. Your plans, my plans, never shape our character. Our character shapes our plans. So let God start working on your character. Let God in 2000, let that be your number one plan. God, make me who you want me to be. Make me a noble person. Change my character to be the kind of person that makes noble plans. Our plans reveal our character. Second, right behind that, our plans are of more than one kind. Our plans are of more than one kind. A noble person, Isaiah says, makes noble plans. Now when he says that, he's investing plans with ethical quality. That is to say, our plans are not neutral. They're not morally neutral and they're not ethically neutral. Their plans are of more than one kind. So some can be noble and some can be ignoble. Some can be honorable and some can be shameful. Our plans are of more than one kind. And every plan we make will fall into one of those two camps. It is a noble plan to serve God, to love others, to love the world. Or perhaps it's a dishonorable plan to love myself, to serve myself, to advance my goals. Plans are of more than one kind. And the noble person makes noble plans, strives to make noble plans. Out of that character trait of nobility, Isaiah says, those plans will arise. The term noble plans literally means something magnificent. Isn't that beautiful? The noble person, the person of a godly heart, plans something magnificent. They look upon their day, on their month, on their year, and they say, what great thing can I do for God? What great thing can I do for people? What great thing that rises above everything else can I participate in? I don't want to live my life in the mundane and mediocre. I want to participate in magnificent things. The term can also mean brighter and lighter things. You get the idea. It's the things that rise above all the others. A noble person plans to participate in great things. That's why God put us here. God wants us to participate with Him in the great things of God. Our plans are not neutral. Don't ever kid yourself. Plans have a character quality all their own. And you and I should strive to reflect on our plans and consider the outcome. Consider the plan itself. Is this a moral and ethical plan that lines up with the things of God? Or is this a plan that's all about me? Is this a plan? Is this a goal that is magnificent? It's great in the eyes of God. It lines up with the Word and the will of God. Or is it something that's all about me? Sometimes we tell ourselves, when the opportunity arises, I will do great things. No. For the same reason we don't use our superpower to fight crime, when the opportunity comes, when things happen in your life, that opportunity arises, it will show your true character, is what will happen. So plan now, day by day, to serve God, to be faithful to Him, to commit those plans to God. Then when the opportunity shows itself, you recognize it as something noble or something shameful, and you'll participate with God in what God wants you to do. Then last, our plans impact other people. Not only are they not ethically neutral and morally neutral, they're not neutral in your relationships. All of your plans will impact other people. That's why Isaiah says the noble man stands up for noble causes. What that means is, follow this thinking, from his character, he makes noble plans, but also from his character, he recognizes noble causes, and he recognizes those causes that impact other people. The person with the heart for God, the person with the noble heart, the honorable heart, looks for those things that are honorable and noble to participate in. He or she looks for those things that God wants him to be a part of. And he sees and recognizes when it's time to take a stand, when it's time to make a decision, when it's time to do the right thing. A person of a noble heart makes their stand there. You and I only have so much time on planet Earth. But there is a cause every second that someone wants us to align with. If you don't believe me, get on Facebook. There's always something someone wants you to sign up for. Someone wants you to share with someone else. Someone wants you to like their cause. How do you know the difference? You know it because you are used to making noble plans out of noble character, and now you recognize noble causes. How do you define a noble cause? It's the things of God. It's the things that God wants us to stand for and stand up for. Those are our noble causes that we should stand up for all the time. Our decisions and our plans in 2016 will impact everybody around us. Shouldn't we make sure we are making the kind of impact God wants us to make? Now, there is no such thing as a neutral plan, a plan that only impacts you. There's no such thing as a decision that only impacts you. Your decisions, your plans will impact your family, impact your friends, and could very well impact your world if you're standing for the things of God. So let's make sure we're impacting it the way God wants us to. We're doing what God wants us to do. So we go into 2016. You know, you may be looking back on 2015 and you've got some regrets, and I understand that. Everybody does. We evaluate our decisions. We evaluate the year. We look forward to getting those regrets behind us. If you've got some regrets in 2015, here's good news. Steve Harvey has more regrets than you do. Yeah, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, December 20th, Steve Harvey was hosting the Miss Universe pageant, came to the end, to the conclusion. The teleprompters that the contestants could see all said Miss Philippines had won. The card that he was holding said Miss Philippines had won. And he announced the winner, Miss Colombia. She came down, did her with a parade wave, and she got her crown put on, and the audience is applauding, and everybody's excited, and Steve Harvey disappears for a moment, and he comes back on. And he says, I am sorry. Interrupts the whole celebration. Says he made a mistake. He says it's right here on the card. He apologized. He did the right thing, by the way. He apologized and he put himself out there, said it his responsibility and so forth. You know what? And I think if you're like me and most of America, you hurt for Miss Columbia a lot more than you did for Steve Harvey. Because here they go. They take the crown off and they move. And Miss Philippines come down. They put the crown on Miss Philippines. She didn't get her whole moment, but she got some of it. And Miss Columbia, the crown was moved. You know, I kind of wonder, years down the road, maybe at the end of her life when she's sitting with her grandchildren, Miss Columbia recounts the Miss Universe pageant and what a glorious thing it was, what a wonderful thing it was to represent her country there. And they say, yeah, you know, we heard about what happened. And she finishes the story the same way every time. Yeah, but you know what? I was almost Miss Universe. I was almost Miss Universe. Maybe just for a second I was, but not really. But I was almost Miss Universe. A lot of us in this room can appreciate that, and we feel for her because we live so much an almost life. Almost I did the right thing. Almost I was faithful to God. Almost I made an honorable plan and a right decision. Almost I did this. Almost I did that. I don't know about you, but you know, I get tired of that. I want to live a life of honorable plans that please God. I want to trim my life down and get the almosts out of there and say, this is who I am. This is who God wants me to be. And this is what God wants me to do. That's at the top of my list at 2016. And it starts with being a faithful follower of Christ. I want to ask you this morning, just very simply, you would commit your plans to Jesus for 2016. But also, would you commit your life to Christ in 2016? For you, that might mean a rededication to the Lord this morning. It might mean a first-time commitment to Christ. Maybe you need Jesus as your Savior today, and you want to start 2016 knowing you're forgiven of your sins, you have a home in heaven. But would you start today committing your life to Christ and committing your plans to Jesus today? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we turn a corner in 2016. And we can see a brand new year unfold before us. All the potential, all the possibilities, God. But it starts right now with the decisions and the plans we make today. I pray for us, Father. I pray for that one who needs Christ as their Savior. That today, God, they would give their life to Christ, be forgiven of their sins, and start 2016 a new creature, a new creation in Christ. I pray for that believer in here, God, who realizes that 2015 has regrets in it, God, because we didn't make plans according to your word and your will. God, forgive us for that. And may we commit our plans to you for 2016. May we commit to make noble plans, plans that please you in 2016. Father, other decisions may need to be made this morning, God. So I just pray, Father, you would bless this time of response and decision. May all of our decisions, may all of our commitments, God, be pleasing to you this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.